A healthy body leads to a healthy mind. Hello people, today we at Calm Sage will talk about how important it is for a person to keep up the physical health for mental well-being. We at Calm Sage devote our time and resources to get the information for you. In this podcast, we are here to lay emphasis on keeping our body healthy, both physically and mentally. Health of a person truly comprises physical and mental well-being. One must take very good care of the body, which includes our mind and soul too. It is equally important to take care of our mental health as well as physical health. We are pleased to welcome Srishti here with us, who is a fitness enthusiast. Hello Srishti, we are happy to have you here as you enlighten us with some of the ways to keep our mind fit with the physical exercises.
Hello listeners, and thank you Mridula for inviting me to be a part of the discussion. I would like to say that your team is working really hard for the well-being of society with this platform. I have read a number of requests from people who want to learn about mental health. It is good to be here, and I would love to impart my knowledge on how physical health impacts mental well-being.
Thanks a lot, Srishti. So first of all, let's talk about what a healthy person looks like.
Well, the true form of being healthy is to possess mental wellness and a healthy body. You often have heard people advising you to indulge in physical activities to stay fit. However, people seldom talk about mental well-being, which comes with a healthy mind and soul.
You are right. It is essential for everyone to keep a check on their physical health at all times. In the absence of any physical exercise, a person is bound to be lethargic, which affects their mind adversely.
Yes, it is essential for everyone to keep a check on their physical health at all times. One can practice different types of exercises depending on what you like. You can go to a gym or join a swimming class, dance on beats of Zumba, or go for a run. Try any outdoor sports activities like cycling. The point is to stay physically active. If you are physically active, then your heart gets trained to beat slower and becomes stronger, which means it needs less oxygen to function right. But before going any further, let's understand what is mental health. So Mridula, could you please tell us what is mental well-being?
Mental health refers to cognitive, emotional, behavioral well-being. In short, it is all about how we feel, think, and behave. Mental health is important as it can affect everything in your life, whether it is relationships, physical health, even your daily routine.
That's correct. According to the WHO, mental health is a state of well-being in which the individual realizes his or her own abilities, can cope with the normal stresses of life, can work productively and fruitfully, and is able to make contribution to his or her community. The WHO also stresses that mental health is not just the absence of mental disorder.
So, are all the people practicing physical activities mentally well?
With social media and real life overpowering the real life, people have started stressing on being physically fit, not for the sake of being healthy, but to be social media ready. Well, don't get confused. People do that. If while scrolling through social media feed, you have ever wished to have that kind of body, then you know what I'm talking about. Don't let yourself get allured by those flashy abs and bikini ready bodies. As the photos might have been edited, body could have been contoured. There is a lot more that you don't want to know. So, we do not know the truth behind the perfect body photos. Use your brain and follow the right path.
Isn't it often said that adulthood is the time when people face this issue? When we are young, all of us have the same strength and about the same stamina as most of the kids play outdoor games or sports. However, as we grow older, only some of us are able to maintain the routine.
That's right. And with time and less physical activities, our basal metabolic rate decreases. It is the number of calories required to keep your body functioning at rest. In short, it is our body's metabolism. Whenever you perform any form of exercise, it shoots up your metabolic weight, which in turn will increase your basal metabolic rate. As per an evidence presented at British Nutrition Foundation, if you don't get enough physical exertion, then it could lead to dementia, depression, and other mental disorders. These aren't the only things. It could have numerous other effects, including less confidence, lowered self-esteem, and negative emotions.
So how do you think it will be curbed?
Well, the answer to it is simple. Exercise. Any activity that includes physical exertion is good. Doing exercise stimulates happy chemicals such as endorphins and serotonin that are said to be mood enhancers. It increases the size of hippocampus, a part of brain responsible for memory and learning. Moreover, it strengthens the connection between nerve cells in the brain. Exercising daily can reduce stress, anxiety, and depression, and can also improve your sleep. One must see this as an opportunity to bring a change in their life for good.
Well, yes, the relationship between physical health and mental health is important. When a person is mentally unwell, they are prone to develop carelessness and forget to take care of themselves. Sometimes it gets really bad as mental health is affected and you fail to even perform daily tasks. Therefore, if you are dealing with something like this or someone you know is going through this time, it is suggested to bring one or the other type of physical exercise to your daily routine.
One might see that anyone who is suffering from a physical uneasiness will show signs of aggression, sadness, grief, or despair. These are the negative emotions which can bring down your desire to get better and feel good about yourselves. If you know someone dealing with this, help them, encourage them, or even accompany them to join or perform any physical activity.
Now you know what a healthy regime can do. It can not only keep your body physically fit, but also keep you from falling into the pits of stress and depression. So what sort of exercise will you suggest?
I will not say that one form of exercise is better than the other, as it would not be true. Any form of exercise which is healthy for a person can be performed on a daily basis. But if you have to choose, then strength training or resistance training is suggested commonly. It benefits your heart, improves balance, strengthens your bone, loses weight, releases the happy hormone. A special request to all the people who are suffering from a medical condition. Please consult your doctor before indulging yourself to any physical activities. However, you can choose whichever exercise that fits into your daily routine. Some can find going to the gym profitable as they feel more disciplined with a trainer's help. Others might take up a form of exercise that they can perform at home.
Yes, I believe for me, dancing is a relaxing exercise. It helps me loosen up and relieves me from all the stress. We would love to get into the details of the types of exercise with you. But first, I would like to know if it is possible to overdo the exercise. And if yes, what are the effects of it on one's health? How can one detect that they are putting more pressure on their mental health?
Well, that's an important question, Rudra. As we talked about people stressed too much to get bikini-ready bodies, they often overexert and some also get involved with steroids to get their desired body and then get addicted to it. Well, they love what they see in the mirror and they want to get more. Women often have been found out taking laxatives to stay in shape and skip meals. Men, on the other hand, want biceps like Hercules and this pushes them to overexert while on a poor diet, which makes it worse. What you need to understand is just the shape of your body doesn't matter. Your aim should be to stay overall fit. Taking steroids and laxatives is not a shortcut that you should take.
Always remember, all the good things take time and patience.
Exercising in this manner can have some adverse effects on mental health. Some people use this physical exertion as something to take their minds off things that upsets them. Well, working out is good, but treating it as an escape makes it a habit, then addiction, which we know is not good for our health. Overexerting could result in a severe headache, fatigue, breathlessness, tiring feelings, and even serious injuries. Workout is supposed to make you feel better, energetic, and happy, but if you overdo it, then it could have adverse effects. This puts more pressure on your brain, thus making you inactive for more hours once you finish the activity. So, to make sure you're not overdoing it, keep a track of your activity, put a timer, set a timetable, or keep a quick watch of your emotions while performing the task. So, remember the mantra, take it easy and stay steady.
During the period of isolation, one does not like to socialize. It is often beneficial to stay indoors to maintain a healthy balance with ourselves, and we know that. But do we have to keep our mind locked away too much? I don't think so. So what do you have to say about this, Srishti? How the people suffering from stress, depression, and other mentally challenging times can keep up with the physical health? What are the measures one must take to keep oneself healthy at home?
Taking care of oneself must be the first thing in their checklist. Just as I have already mentioned, any form of physical activity would work. Turn on music and dance to your favorite tunes. Follow any stay-at-home workout tutorial to pump that heart and get some quick exercise. You can always get up and walk around indoors for about 30 minutes twice every day. Moreover, skipping ropes, aerobics can also help. However, I would like to recommend to go out for a walk or maybe a run to clear your head and breathe the fresh air before starting a new day or ending one.
Thank you, Srishti. So here we are going to conclude the podcast with a message of positivity that mental health and physical health are directly proportional, which means if either of these two are affected, it will be reflected on the other. To keep yourself completely fit, one must adhere to some physical activity in daily life, as it helps in keeping our mind and soul stay positive. Don't forget that health is the greatest wealth. Thank you.
Thank you, listeners.